Module 10, History and Society.
Life in Shakespeare's Stratford. William Shakespeare is one of the most famous writers of plays in the world. We know a lot about his plays. We only know a little about his life. We know he was born in Stratford-upon-Avon in 1564 and lived there until he was 28. We know that his father, John Shakespeare, made and sold gloves and purses. We know that he moved back to Stratford in about 1609. He bought one of the biggest houses in the town and lived there until he died in 1616. What was life like in Stratford when Shakespeare was a boy? The house he was born in has been kept as a place to visit. In about 2000, it was redecorated and refurnished with the latest discoveries about homes in Shakespeare's time. The first thing you notice in the house is that it is full of very bright colours. Some beds had frames around them to hang curtains from. The walls of the house were bright too. They were covered in wall hangings, brightly painted cloth that covered all the walls. Wall hangings even went around the edges of the doors and windows. Maybe the colours were so bright because they were not often seen in very bright light. Electricity was not used. Windows were small, so not much light came in, even on sunny days. At night, people used candles, which only lit a small space.
Living on a cliff. Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado, America, has many cliff dwellings, places that are built into the cliffs where people once lived. They look almost impossible to get to. Who lived in them, and why did they live there? People lived there about 800 years ago. Americans call them the ancestral Puebloans. They grew food on the mesa, the flat land on top of the cliffs. They kept animals on the mesa, too. They traveled over the mesa to trade with each other. Why didn't they build homes on the mesa? One reason was the weather. Winters were getting colder and colder. The mesa was flat and open. There was no protection from the cold winds. Most of the cliff dwellings faced south or southwest, away from the cold north wind. Another reason people did not live on the mesa is that there were more and more people to feed. Homes on the mesa would use land that was needed to grow food. Some people say a third reason was for safety. They say different groups of ancestral Puebloans were fighting each other. The cliff dwellings were hard to get into, so they kept the people who lived there safe. People who study the ancestral Puebloans argue about this reason. Some people don't believe it. They say the groups traded too much to have been fighting. Everyone agrees that these people were very skillful builders, who used every bit of space in the cliffs to make their homes.
A time of change. In 1900, people didn't travel very fast or very far. The plane had not been invented. The car was only just invented. Cars cost a lot, and each one was made by one worker who made all the parts himself. Almost everyone made long journeys by boat or by train. Then, in 1903, two things happened in America that changed the way we travel. Firstly, two brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright, invented the plane. Their first plane only flew for 12 seconds, but air travel had begun. Then, Henry Ford set up a car factory. He wanted to make cheaper cars. By 1908, he was making cars using mass-produced parts. The cars were all the same design, because the doors, even the screws, were the same on all cars. The factory made lots at the same time. They were much cheaper to make. By 1913, Ford's car workers didn't make a car each. They each did one small job on lots of cars over and over. The cars went past the workers on a conveyor belt. The job was easier to learn, and the cars were made faster. Ford had invented the modern factory. Ford only made his car in one color, black, because this helped to make them cheaper. Suddenly, America was full of black cars of the same design.